Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master B.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing it, shit, and rappers are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight amazing, the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream, oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
I'm talking about what we brought up, it's we represent. All them chillers on the mic and wish your love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's some lights off. Hip hop ain't dead, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, still me, sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 639. We got a return guest in the house tonight. I'm talking about the one and only Rampage. Got some new music we're going to play. We're going to chop it up with him. Let me bring on Rampage right now. How you doing, Rampage?
What's going on, my guy, man? Sorry for last week, but I'm back this week.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. For those that don't know, last week we tried to do an interview with Rampage, and we was having technical difficulties, but we got him here tonight. Man, you been good, man, since we last talked?
Yeah, man, I've been good, man, working on the new project. When Hell Freezes Over, that's coming. Finished the new Flip Mode album, that's coming. New Busta Rhymes album is coming. You know, a lot of things is coming, man. You know, we're just making a lot of moves. The Heat DJs, you know, we officially coming. You know what I'm saying? Conference calls is popping. You know, big up to the whole Heat DJs. Big up to Felony Music. Big up to Will Money. Big up to Money Green Marche. Big up to MJ. You know, we holding it down from land to land, sea to sea, state to state. Wherever we at, we getting to it.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? New music on the way, it sounds like, from everybody, yourself and Busta Rhymes included. Man, that's dope. Where do you get that longevity from, man? You've been doing this now over a couple decades, man. What keeps you going, Rampage?
What keeps me going is the energy and the music and the love for the music. That's what keep me moving. I just stick to what I know, man. I don't change shit, you know. I just stay in my lane. That's it, man. What motivates me is, you know, to be able to wake up every day. That's what motivates me, and you know, and people that of my peers that's doing the same thing and that's keeping it moving, that motivate me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, being able to wake up every morning, you know what I'm saying, and talk to my children and be able to talk to my close ones and my loved ones, that gives me the energy to keep going. Plus, I got 100 songs for whoever won it, so I got a can of whip ass. You feel me?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. most definitely. Last time we talked, since the last time we talked, and the passing of Craig Mack, man, rest in peace.
Right.
I mean, Flavor of the Year remix, one of the dopest hip hop songs of all time. Do you have any thoughts you could offer for about Craig Mack and you know what I'm saying, how he was as a person, what he meant to hip hop?
Say it again. I didn't hear you. What you said.
I was wondering if you could just basically share some thoughts about the late Craig Mack.
Well, the late Craig Mack was one of the best MCs in the world. You know what I mean? And he touched many people, man. And he touched me and blessed me of putting me on the remix. So R.I.P. to my good friend, man. And he was just a lyricist, man. he just had that flavor, man. Ain't nobody in hip hop had a flavor like him, man. So I want to salute him forever.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Behind time, a guy like him behind timeless music, just like yourself. You guys started out. You were both young, coming up in the game around all these other legends. You know, like LL Cool J, of course, Biggie, and everybody, man. What was that experience like for you, that young of an age, you know what I'm saying, coming up in the game?
Well, you know, it was a good experience. I was just around people that was just hungry, man. It's about people that would make your moves. So that's all I was around of, just people is just, they get it. Ready, you know, very persistent, making moves, no bullshitting, it's just getting to it. You know, being around Bus, being around Special Ed, being around a lot of guys, man. I had a lot of experience coming up in the game, you know what I mean?
Steel sharpens steel, so to speak.
I didn't hear what you said.
I basically said steel sharpens steel, you know what I'm saying? Meaning, you know, you got talent, surrounding talent. You guys are just going to keep getting better and better.
Keep getting better and better. And I was around nothing but talent.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Do you use up the... Oh, yeah, I take it for 150.
Can't do 150.
Hold on a second. 199, so, you know, just being around a whole bunch of legends and experienced people.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, you know, just being around a whole bunch of experienced people, you know, just helped me get great. Learning from Special Ed and Busta Rhymes and Chuck D and Craig Max and the Biggies and the Jay-Z's. That's the era I came up in, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Did you, you and Buster, you know, growing up, did you guys, help each other, you know, elevate your game as young artists? Like you guys
helped me a lot of practice,
freestyling and stuff
like
that.
He was on before me, so he helped me.
Yeah.
He helped me get in the game, so. You know, I learned a lot of business and what to do's and what not to do's from him. You know what I mean? I learned from a lot of experience that, you know, he put me in the game. You know what I'm saying? So I want to salute Busta Rhymes for that. You know what I'm saying? And taking the time out and, you know, even though I'm his cousin, but he made me work. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just talk. He just made me work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He recognized your talent.
I can't hear you. Say it again.
I said he recognized your talent. You know, he put you in there with people, you know what I'm saying, that were just as dope as himself, and you held your own with all of them, man. That's got to make you feel good at the end of the day.
Definitely, man. It made me feel good, but it also, you know, I got smart to the game, so, you know, I was in the right place at the right time. It's always the right place at the right time. You always get on at the wrong time, but it's always at the right time you get on. If that kind of makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Things got to fall into place.
What'd you say?
I said things got to fall into place.
Exactly. And it's always you can get on at 20 years old, but you've been grinding since you was 15. You know what I'm saying? But you get on at 20. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the grind is real, man, for me, man. I never take it for granted, man. I never take this for granted.
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, I was looking, you know what I'm saying, at the Facebook page, and... You know what I'm saying? You repping these dope looking headphones, man, called Cranks Audio, man. Why don't you tell everybody
man.
About that?
Yes. Shut up.
new. It's not.
Yeah.
How can you tell me? Hold one second. How can you tell me something that's not new?
What can you do better for that? It's not in the box. That's not brand new. Now, brand new would be the best idea.
I'll think about it. Hello. Yeah. So, I'm trying to buy something here. So, you know, being with Claudio, I mean, the opportunity to put out some headphones, bro. Some great headphones, and teaming up with them guys over at Cranks Audio, you know, I'm learning about sound. You know what I'm saying? I'm always a person of sound. When I'm in studio, I gotta have the headphones to record on, and being teaming up with Cranks Audio, they put me in position to create my own headphone and create. And you know, they don't take away from my creation. They believe my move. So everybody over at Cranks Audio. Giving me the opportunity to put out some headphones.
Oh, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the quality of them, you know, I imagine they got to be pretty good to catch the ear of Mr. Flavor and you hear himself, man, Rampage. What made you want to go in this direction, you know what I'm saying, with headphones?
Well, again, we as artists, man, we always get these. We always get great opportunities. Sometimes we gotta move on great opportunities. So,
yeah. You
know, I have a manager who's not just my manager, which is my sister, who always put me in business things because, again, being an artist, you gotta have longevity. If you don't got no longevity in the game, then you might as well get out. So,
yeah. You
know, my sister, you know, coordinated a situation for me. That was going to be long term. And anything that she does, it's always for my future and for me to move forward.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my sister is the one that put me in situations like, well, I got a business deal for you. Cranks Audio want to do business with you. All right, cool. What's the particulars? She works out all the particulars, hired my business attorney, and then, you know, they bring it to me, and if it's something official that I could do, I get to it. You know what I mean? You don't have too many managers that do that, so big up to my sister, Money Green Marche.
Yeah, you're right. I've heard a lot of horror stories, a lot of managers, they won't even tell the artists about some of those opportunities and just let them pass by. So you're very fortunate to have a good manager like that. How long has she been your manager for?
My sister's been my manager for years. I can't even put a number on it. That's my sister.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Before she started managing me, I was managed by Violet, Mona Scott, and Chris Lighty.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you got that type of you know what I'm saying, manager looking out for your best interest, you know, because a lot of artists they just don't have that.
Yeah, a lot of artists definitely don't got their managers looking out for their best interest. Some of their managers just take the money and don't offer nothing, or when they get offers, miss out on money, and some managers will be selfish. But my manager, she always pushed me to do extra things because she always say, what you going to do when this shit is over? What you have? What do you have? A lot of artists come from my era. They don't got a lot of shit. You know that. They fucked up in the game. They ain't coming back. They don't got nothing to fall back on. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
You know,
hell
she
yeah.
Put me in a situation. Yeah, she put me in a situation, man. She put me in a situation, a headphone situation, and I got a couple other opportunities too that's coming that she's putting me in. So having a great management, I tell every artist, having a great manager is key. And you got a great manager and there's a plan, shit can get done.
Yeah, definitely. Somebody looking out for your best interest. We got a couple of tracks to play. I want to go to the first one now. Man, this one here is called We Out. Why don't you intro this one for us, Rampage?
I know.
All right. Yo, this is your boy Rampage. This is my new song, We Out.
Be right back. Don't go nowhere.
We have prepared a special mix to show our appreciation for your support. Thank you, DJs.
Blackwater?
I know the streets can't stand it. I'm back on my diggable planets. Y'all don't really want the static. This one is really sporadic. I'm romancing my stone. My shorty look like Cleopatra Jones. Brooklyn, I'm back up in the zone. I had to body this one on my own. East Coast, West Coast, I'm coming for the throne. Black Diablo, I'm sitting on chrome. Going through your city just like I'm Diddy Combs. Your boy Crazy Pain, drinking the Ace of Spades. Dipping on the cops right next to the World Trade. Hit the parking lot, jump in my Escalade. Watch me face off just like Nicolas Cage. I got the burners out, now I'm ready to blaze. Cause I roll like that, I move like that, I feel like that, I'm fly like that, I grind like that, I hustle like that. You on that mumble rap, I'm out. I roll like that, I move like that, I feel like that, I'm fly like that, I grind like that, I hustle like that. You on that mumble rap, I'm out. I'm out. Your boy's kinda hot, everything's steaming. Niggas getting cash, like Willie Beeman. All these groupie broads, want your boy semen. Had 30 vodkas, no I'm not leaning. Homie want the beef, I'ma stop him from breathing. Jewels extra heavy, I know it's the season. This how I move, I'm chilling in the region. Seven in the crescent, goons on my side, I'm not going stressed. Out here on these streets, I know it's kinda hectic. Ramp on the check-in, no half-stepping. Roll by myself, I don't need no protection. Killing VIPs in the bottoms of my section. Let me show you how your boy got connections. Fly in the mirror, you can see my reflection. Don't support Gucci, I got that perfection. Squad through the back door, we making an exit. I move like that, I feel like that, I'm fly like that, I grind like that, I hustle like that. You on that mumble rap, I'm out. I roll like that, I move like that, I feel like that, I'm fly like that, I grind like that, I hustle like that. You on that mumble rap, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know that mumble rap, I'm out too. Hell yeah, man. It's real hip hop. Real hip hop. Yeah, I don't even know what the point of mumble rap is. You know,
yeah,
hey,
man.
They could do their thing, whatever. I don't care, but I'm still listening to this type of shit that we just heard right here. Hell yeah, man. Did you ever think, though, when you was coming up, you know, with all those guys, you know, your cousin, you know, Biggie, all them guys, Craig Mack, did you ever think that someday the main rap that people would be focusing their attention on in the mainstream would be rap that doesn't even contain lyrics? I never saw it coming to this.
Oh, man. But you know what? That's why I keep it moving, man. No mumble rap. You
yeah.
know, I'm the no mumble rap movement, so. You know, I don't condone that in my soul. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I do. You know what I'm saying? I stick to skill, beat, drum, the producer. You know what I'm saying? That's what I stick to. I don't stick to that all extra shit. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Much respect for that, man. You know, because there's a lot of talent out there that's being overlooked, you know, and cats like yourself, you know, it's good. Guys coming back. Ice-T just dropped some music. Schoolie D dropped some music recently. It's good to see that in 2019, you know. But what about, you know what I'm saying, Flip Mode Squad? You guys got any plans of dropping any projects?
What about what? I can't hear you.
What about doing like a Flip Mode Squad project? Is that in the works as well?
Oh, that's done. The new Flip Mode album is done.
Oh, hell yeah, hell yeah. When you guys drop it?
I can't tell you that right now, but I'm just going to let you know the new album is done.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. In the future, folks, you heard it right here. New Flip Mode Squad album coming. It's done. You know, new Rampage album coming. New Busta Rhymes album coming. Man, you guys are getting ready to do big tours, going overseas maybe, or
right now we just making sure the album is straight. So the album is in the can. Now it's album process for it to be mixed and shit like that.
Hell yeah!
So.
Hell yeah! So your album is coming up first then, right?
Nah, I'm still working on that now.
Oh, okay.
And I got two albums. I got two.
Hell yeah.
It's been a minute. I need two. I'm trying to knock two back to back.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. So, you probably gonna, are you going to be dropping these in 2020? Or?
I don't know, probably top of the year 2020. I don't know. I just it depends on. I'm trying to figure out what single I'm gonna put out now and shoot a video to.
Yeah.
So that's another conversation I'm supposed to have on Saturday with my manager about what single I should come out with, and you know, I'm about to push the button. You already know.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely, most definitely. Rampage, I'm gonna take a couple calls real quick. We got the homie Exit Only over here out of Jackson, Mississippi. I'm gonna bring him on. What's up, Exit? How you doing, brother?
What's going on with you?
Yeah, fam, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Can you hear me, fam? Okay,
how you doing, Exit?
Oh, I'm good, my brother. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Just steady on the grind.
Yeah, we're here chopping.
What's going on with?
Man.
Yeah, I hear it. A living legend, brother. I grew up on the Flip Mode. Your albums, Fuck the Lord, Have Mercy, the whole clique. Salute, man. You're very influential in me and my career. And I'm just glad to hear that. You know what I'm saying? The real is still in the game. So, bro, I salute you. Keep it going.
Man, I salute you, man. Thank you, sir. Salute.
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah, but most definitely, man. Thank you, Exit. We got the homie Sin, man. Let me bring him on, too. Sin from France. Hey, Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Rampage. Rampage, can you tell us about your first song, Bera of the Ramsack? Back in the day, 1994.
What'd you say? I didn't hear what you said.
Beware of the Ramsack. The song you did. You want to, I guess, to know about it.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, man. Thank you, man. That was my first recording ever on Flip Mode, Rowdy Records. It was Beware of the Ramsack. Very classic, produced by my boy Rashard Smith from Timberland Dice. So yeah, man, thank you so much, man. Make sure I'm sure you got a couple of copies. If you do, yeah, that's a collector's item.
Yes,
collector's
item. You got also the song "Take It to the Streets." It's from your album "Scoots Honor" by Way of Blood, and it also produced by Rashad Smith in '96. Can you tell us about this one?
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you, man. Where you from, man?
Oh, France. Southwest France.
France, make sure you follow me.
That's
the Real Rampage. Can you follow me?
Yeah.
Follow me on Instagram at The Real Rampage. Anybody that's listening to it, follow me at The Real Rampage. Any questions, go ahead and message me.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And take it to the streets. Yeah.
Take it to the streets, man. That's one of my favorite records. That and Beware the Ramsack.
Okay, right.
Classic. You gonna go overseas and do some shows overseas? Maybe hit France.
I just got back from Chile, doing a show in Chile. So I'm always traveling, and you know, the fans call. You know, you gotta go. That's just what it is.
Yeah, most definitely.
I'm always on my hustle, man. Always on my grind.
Oh, hell yeah. What about, like, you know what I'm saying, film? You got any plans in doing anything like, not necessarily just acting, but even documentary or anything of that nature?
Yeah, I got a couple of things I'm working on. I'm working on a cartoon, and I got a couple of film opportunities coming up. I can't let it out the back yet, but definitely it's coming.
That's what's up. Well, I tell you what, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to call back in and chop it up with us. Before we go, though, I want to give you the floor, Rampage. Man, let them know everything you got coming and all your social media. It's all yours, bro.
Well, this is your boy, Rampage, First Lieutenant of the Universal Flip Mode Squad. Everybody can follow me at The Real Rampage on Instagram and on Twitter. The Rampage, The Last Boy Scout on Instagram. And Heat DJ Number One on Instagram. And Roger Rampage McNair on Facebook.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Most definitely, most definitely. Thanks again, Rampage. I really appreciate you, brother. And
come on,
man,
you
we'll
know
chop
you,
it up
you, you, you
real
family,
soon.
My G, so you already know you family. Let's get it. You know you can call me whenever you want to.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Be safe.
And remember,
all your
you know our motto, no mumble rap.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Most
Indeed.
Definitely.
A co-sign that one.
Hell yeah, man. You take care of yourself, man. We got Rampage here taking time out to talk to us. Make sure you support him. You know what I'm saying? We got Exit Only in the building, man. Exit Only, man. How you been, brother?
Brother, I'm good, man. I can't complain. A lot of things been going on my head. My cameraman just passed on me about 2 weeks ago. That's where I was doing the Literally Speaking show with. So I've been kind of like trying to get myself together and bounce back, pick the pen back up and start back to working. So, but I'm good,
yeah,
though, brother. I can't complain.
Rest in peace to your cameraman, your friend, man. You always hate to hear that happening, man. And we're losing a lot of people lately. You know, Bushwick, of course, you know, Red, Chris, a lot of guys going out, man. It's a shame.
Yeah,
that's why we
got to
honor each other while we're here, you know what I'm saying, and because you just never know. Yeah.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it on your show, bro, and I hope I'm not being offensive. Fuck cancer. This is some genetic man-made shit that's been spread that is really taking out half the population. Most of the people we miss it. It's because of that bullshit. So I am going to say fuck cancer. And we're going to keep memories going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stop because of that. I just had to regroup, you know what I'm saying, and reconfigurate some things. But in his name, I'm going to have to keep pushing it on.
Yeah, man. Definitely, definitely. Cancer is a horrible thing, and you know, I'm saying people, you know, should not have to go through it. And like you said, so many of us, unfortunately, we're either going to get it ourselves, we're going to lose loved ones, you know, to it. It's just horrible. And the stuff is in everything, man. It's in everything. It's crazy. It's just crazy.
I really think that they got everybody, you know what I'm saying, with cancer. The objective is it's just a matter of time for it to actually take hold. And that's really what I think the objective was in the first place. I can't help but feel like because it's, you have more people dying of cancer within the last 10 years than I ever heard of my whole life. So it's like this has to be something, an agenda being pushed. So it's like,
I agree.
Yeah, we just
I agree,
have to,
man.
It's crazy.
It's horrible because you know, you take a look at it, they're not even sparing children. You know what I mean?
No.
You know, rest in peace to Selah Renaissance's daughter. You know, she died of leukemia.
Oh, man.
You know, last year, same year as my father. Yeah, man, it's a horrible thing, and it's not sparing nobody. And while we're on the subject, you know, this show's due to air, you know, a few days after October. For those listening, we do these shows in advance now rather than live. That way we can get some done because we don't know what's going to happen from day to day. Just yesterday, I mean, you're about the third or fourth person I've told, you and Sin. Just yesterday we found out that my mom has breast cancer. And this news comes to us not even a full year after her husband of 51 years died of prostate cancer. And, you know what I'm saying, for her to get that devastating news not even a year later, it's horrible. And so now we're trying to figure out how we're going to attack this. You know, my dad lasted many years. You know what I'm saying? My mom has that same type of fight in her, so we're hoping she's going to do the same. But, man, once you hear those words, cancer, you got cancer, it's
it's scary as hell.
Yeah, but like I said, I really think they've played everybody with it. It just haven't got to a point to where it's been recognized. This is just crazy. And I know that they have methods to actually do better than what they're doing. It's just
everything is
just on a price. The medical company getting rich, and we suffer. And it's a shame, beyond a shame, that we walk among these people who consider themselves human like we do when they do these unhumane things. But this is the world we live in, brother. I'm going to keep your mother in my prayers. There has been cases of people who feed it. So there's no, it's like it's always just up in the air. But, you know, I will keep her in my prayers and pray for the best, brother. I promise. I really wish that this whole seed thing would just disappear.
Yeah. And you're right, man. They have the means to cure it. You know, like when my dad was at the end stages, they told him that he can get this immune therapy. But since he didn't have the money for it, because it's several hundred thousand dollars, since he didn't have the money or the insurance for it, they said, you could still get it, but you got to survive 3 rounds of chemo first. And they know most people are not, you know, going to get to that level.
No. There's definitely too much radiation into a human body. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Once they get your money, then they pull the switch, you know what I'm saying? But I've seen people, a young man, a friend of the family, her husband, he was 28 at the time. They just had a kid, too. He got testicular cancer, and within a month he was dead. Because by the time they found it, it spread to his lungs. And, you know, I mean, this shit's just horrible on all levels, you know.
It really
is. But like you said, it unfortunately, it's the world we live in. But so you can eat right all you want. And this is another thing I've noticed, too. You know, you can do your best to avoid carcinogens in food all you want. But it's still going to be in the air. It's still going to be in the water. It's going to be in your clothing. It's going to be in your vehicle. You're everywhere in your home. You know,
your
so all you
case,
do,
your Listerine, the soap you use, your deodorant. You literally cannot run from it because they literally put it everywhere. This is
everything.
A part of their population control agenda.
Yeah. It's a soft kill, they call it. And really, it's the most brutal of all.
Family stuff.
Yeah. It really hurts the whole family. But while we're here, we've just got to make the best of it and try our best to, like I say, enjoy the time you have with your loved ones while you can, because you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, you know. I'm glad you called in tonight, brother, man. It's good to chop it up with you.
Brother, I'm filing a switch carrier,
you know.
So I don't have those restrictions no more. I had to test the waters tonight to see. I switched carriers about maybe 2 weeks ago. So, everything's back on now. I'm able to get through. That's great to know without having to go through all that rigmarole.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. We had, a guy tried to call in last week. Matter of fact, Rampage, he said he tried to call in. Now, Sin got through from France, but Rampage couldn't get through from the East Coast. So go figure. Sin can get through from the other side of the world, but you got somebody you can't get through from right here. You know, it's crazy. But we're back. We knocked out a little dope show. We got to talk about some serious shit at the end of it, too. You know, educate the people a little bit about what's really going on out here.
And I'm gonna say before we get off. Everybody need to love their loved ones, those you hold dear. Let them know you hold them dear. Tomorrow's not promised. You never know what will happen, and that's all I want to say.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for calling in Exit. I want to thank Sin, and also Rampage. We're gonna get out of here to this song right here, man. This is The League. We be The League. You know what I'm saying? From Jackson to Brooklyn to Jamaica. You know, hell of a group. If you ain't up on them, go to Facebook, type in The League. check out their music, get it on Spotify, get it on iTunes, all that stuff. Support these guys.
Son, boy, dead again. Okay.
Different directions.